Perhaps it will help. Now the others were looking at her, curious. Pox poured the wine, white this time, into her glass. She didn't want it, but did not want to make a fuss either. I'm fine, she said. She passed the flagon back and speared another sliver of roast mutton. She drenched it in gravy and stuffed it quickly in her mouth. The others turned back to their own plates. When she glanced up again, Venner was still watching her sideways. His mouth stiffened when she met his eyes. She felt her heart begin to pound, her skin tingled. The lady in Simit talked on, idle gossip of court society and politics. Pox looked back at her plate. She had nearly cleaned it, and the dishes on the table were almost empty. She reached for the last red roots on the platter. Still hungry, Pox? The lady's voice, though warm and friendly, had the same effect on Pox as Venner's. I suppose you work so much harder. Pox felt her face go hot. She had not realized the others were through. Her stomach clenched, but Val was answering. All soldiers learn to eat when they can, lady. She glanced over to find him cutting himself another slice of mutton. Pox is not one to talk when she has nothing to say. I didn't mean to upset you, said the lady, smiling down the table. Pox, do say you forgive me. Pox's mouth was dry as dust. She took a deliberate sip of the white wine and said, It's not for me to forgive, lady. You meant no offense. The wine seemed to go straight to her head, her vision blurred. As if she looked through smoke, she peered up the table and met Lady Arvis's eyes. They changed from green to flat black as she looked. Pox felt the jolt in her head. She looked toward Venner as if someone pulled her head on a string. He was watching her, lips folded under at the corners, like someone satisfied but wary. Her sense of wrong seemed to grab her whole body and shake it. Half stupefied by the wine, how could one swallow be so strong? She looked from one face to the other. Of course. Venner had been her escort. Even so, what was happening? She might have sat there longer, but Venner spoke. Ah, if you find the wine too strong for you, Pox, are you still feeling ill? A flicker of anger touched her, and with it a warning. The anger, too, was wrong. It felt alien, as if it came from someone else. She reached deep inside for her own sense of self, and found not only that, but a call for guidance. Her tongue felt clumsy, but she formed the words, In the High Lord's name. Venner's face contracted. Black malice leaped from his eyes. At once the hall was plunged into darkness. Stinking lamp smoke flavored a cold wind that scoured the room. Without thought, Pox asked light, and found herself lined with glowing brilliance. She leaped up, looking for Venner. She could hear the scrape of chairs on the floor, the exclamations of the others, and a curse from Venner's sister. The Duke gasped. She knew without looking that he'd been wounded somehow. At Venner's end of the table, nothing could be seen but a whirl of darkness. You fool, said his voice out of that darkness. You merely make yourself a target. Something struck at her, a force like a thrown javelin. She staggered a little, but the light repelled it. She looked at the captains. They sat sprawled in their chairs, eyes glittering in the spell light, but unmoving. They won't help you, Venner went on. They can't, and you are unarmed, but I... She saw the darkness move to the wall, saw it engulf the terrible notched blade she'd seen there. While she takes care of the Duke, I will kill you with this, as I killed before, and again no one will know.